You're listening to SBS News.
France has registered more than 3,700 new COVID-19 infections, marking another post-lockdown peak and taking the country's total past 256,000. But President Emmanuel Macron has again ruled out imposing another countrywide lockdown. France's health ministry says all the indicators keep going up and the transmission of the virus is getting stronger among all age groups, young adults in particular. It says the virus is especially active in and around Paris and Marseille. Paris city officials are concerned about large gatherings of fans expected on Sunday when Paris Saint-Germain will play the UEFA Champions League final either against Olympique Lyonnais or Germany's Bayern Munich. Police have been deployed in Marseille to enforce the mandatory use of masks amid a rise in COVID-19 cases there. Marseille resident Antoine Grufeo isn't happy.
L'obligation, c'est un peu pour moi un peu trop tiré par les cheveux. À l'inverse.
For it to be mandatory to have to wear a mask for me is too strict, but obviously it is normal to wear the mask when there are a lot of people around us. Indeed, we must respect this measure, but if you smoke and there is nobody around you and your mask is close to you and you are told, sir, you must wear the mask, okay, why not? But I find these police orders a little unpleasant.
Des gens qui sont là en train d'exécuter des ordres qui est un peu déplaisant quand même hein, pour tous.
According to the Johns Hopkins University tally, France has recorded more than 30,400 deaths from the virus, one of the highest death tolls in the world. Sweden, which has stood out among European countries for its low-key approach to fighting the coronavirus pandemic, has recorded its highest tally of deaths from all causes in the first half of 2020. The statistics office says it's the highest in 150 years. In total, just over 51,000 Swedes have died in the January to June period, more than any year since 1869, when over 55,000 died, partly as a result of a famine. Of those, about 4,500 lives have been ascribed to COVID-19 in the period to the end of June, a number which has now risen to 5,800, a much higher percentage of the population than in other Nordic countries, though lower than in some others, including the United Kingdom and Spain. Case numbers are continuing to rise in parts of Europe, with authorities in Spain and Germany detecting their highest daily figures in the last 3 months. Spanish health authorities say over 3,700 cases have been logged in the last 24 hours, the highest daily increase since the end of May, and 131 people have died from COVID-19 in the last week. The new jump in cases brings Spain's total since the pandemic began to over 370,000, making it the worst affected country in Europe in terms of infection numbers. Almost 28,000 people have died from the virus in Spain overall. Health workers in Rome's Ciampino Airport are testing passengers arriving from Spain as the numbers of coronavirus cases continues to rise. Italian Health Ministry figures show there were 642 new cases confirmed in the past 24 hours. The figure reflects the big increase in testing, with more than 71,000 tests carried out since Tuesday as thousands of passengers get tested on their arrival. Passengers at Ciampino Airport said the testing was very efficient and welcomed the opportunity to learn if they were carrying the virus.
I've come from Valencia. I have to say they're very well organized because we didn't have much wait to get the test. And this is a positive thing because we still don't understand how we're supposed to behave or where we're supposed to go or if we have to go to the hospital. It hurt a bit, but it's better like this. This way we are protected and other passengers are protected.
È un po' dolorosa, però diciamo, è meglio così, siamo tutelati noi e sono tutelati gli altri passeggeri.
Argentina has confirmed almost 7,000 new cases of coronavirus and 172 new deaths, taking it simultaneously over the 300,000 case and 6,000 death threshold as the Latin American nation battles a surge of infections in recent weeks. The country's health ministry reported more than 305,000 cases and just over 6,000 deaths. Argentine Deputy Health Minister Carla Bisotti says the circulation of the virus is intense.
Older people and people who have a medical condition should take care of their health. We ask them to rely on their family or friends to assist and help them. Keep 2 meters away, use face masks and wash hands. These measures are very important at this time when there is intense viral circulation.
El lavado de manos son muy importantes en un momento de una intensa circulación viral.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.